Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's do this. What's on your mind? Wednesday edition. Last call for June. July rolling in tomorrow. I know. Last call for June.
Just after 9.
I know, right? Last day. What's on your mind? Scotty's on assignment. Yeah, right. Scotty's on assignment. So Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell here, and we've got a special guest host we'll introduce you to in a moment. I want to tell you we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City. At Pucklich, they make it easy to find your next Chevy, Buick, GMC. They got a great selection. They do have some stock. They're finally starting to get some vehicles in. There's a lot of purchase allowance money out there, too, and a lot of low rate or 0% financing.
Deals are just incredible these days. I mean, you really got to pull the trigger now while you... Those deals aren't going to be around forever once the hyperinflation starts hitting, so get them.
And Pucklich, you know, they really pride themselves on the one vehicle, one owner trades. They've got one. Wednesday Wheels is a pre-owned 2019 Chevy Colorado, a little kind of the mid-size pickup, Z71 four-wheel drive crew cab. It's only got 78,437 miles on it on the V6.
Barely tons of life left.
Got the 8-speed automatic four-wheel drive, great gas mileage, enough power to pull the boat or the camper. The black one's got the gray interior. Seats in this thing are extra comfortable. The Z71 comes with the Apple Android CarPlay. I can listen to what's on your mind no matter where you are.
Keyless
entry, parking assist, and the premium audio package. Local one-owner trade again. Pucklich specializes in those. Was $33,995, now at $33,000. Nearly a grand off if you tell them you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. Pucklich, Valley City, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC online at PucklichValleyCity.com. They say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And they are proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind program. Where today, Scotty's on assignment. So we got our man Pat Finken is in. Yes, Toastin. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be back. It's been a while. You know, obviously you guys were scraping the bottom of the barrel to find somebody. I think I'm last on the guest host list. It's right underneath, you know, Ayatollah Khomeini. I understand he wasn't available, so I was in.
He's not.
I was right after that.
You may have, for our younger listeners, you may have to identify who exactly that. Kevin and I know, of course.
Younger listeners? Oh, sorry.
Hey, new people all the time. Where do you think the leaders of tomorrow are coming from?
I'm old, so of course my references.
Next thing you know, we're going to hear the fixed income story of
I'm a retiree and a fixed
income.
Poor
Social Security recipient, which explains why we are missing our year's supply of coffee that we had in the cupboards here.
Yeah,
who let you in after hours?
I'm not going to steal your coffee, but I like that coarse toilet paper you use here. But other than that,
how can a radio company watching, Kevin? This is something you don't see in a radio station. I'm holding up a box of facial tissues.
Yes,
okay. Now, normally they come on a roll. And in a radio station, we identify these as rolls of Kleenex, not toilet paper.
I had some hot stuff pizza. I had some hot stuff pizza napkins in the studio earlier. They're all gone.
Well, that's the other thing.
Don't judge.
We do have the stack of fast food napkins in various places. Some are white, some are brown. You know, just whatever you need.
Well,
you
always keep
handy. You never know.
I went and found these because, of course, I've got a little little nose running thing going on here, and by the end of the show, I would have a bright red nose.
Pat, don't cry. I know it's a big opportunity for you to come back and host.
Well,
but don't cry.
I was thinking. I just don't think. I don't want people to think I was in the bottle before I got here. I just want
in the bottle.
So you know, it's kind of important to me that.
What's that little brown paper bag over there?
I got to keep up my image. You know, after all, I'm just a retired.
As a poor retiree, Social Security recipient, and boy, you must be really afraid of what the government's going to be doing with that the next 4 years.
Yeah, you know, but of course I've become I can't go there because I'll take a ton of grief.
You've become a what? Now you have to complete the sentence.
Now that I'm eligible for Social Security and Medicare,
here we go.
I'm probably going to become a socialist as well, but...
Isn't...
What? Funny story about
it
that.
Isn't everybody that's on Social Security?
My brother was a rabid conservative his whole life. And then when he got his first Social Security check and they'd taken Medicare out of it,
He
only got a 2% increase in his last upgrade, he was like incensed. He was off the rails.
No.
How dare they screw me out of my... I earned that raise!
True story. It's a true story. So when I first got my very first job, I was working construction for my dad. And I'd gotten some paper route money and done some other things, but I'd never, really worked for a check. And I'm thinking, okay, I got 42 hours. I'm making $9 an hour. I did the math, okay. It's about $500. Should be pretty clean, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, great, I got this much money. I get my check and it's like, two-thirds of that. I wept. I was so bummed out. My dad's like, welcome to the real world, dude. Yeah. Or, yeah. Kid.
First raise I ever got in radio. It was like another $50 a month, but paid every 15th and 30th or whatever it was.
Yep.
And the net pay went up $10.
Oh, I know.
On the check. So $20. And I was confused as heck. And I, God bless, but the general manager I worked for, he actually sat down with the tax booklet with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's make sure that's right. And we looked and the numbers were all right. It's just that, because you go up 50 doesn't mean you go up 50. I'm like, well, then give me a $500 raise so I get $50 then.
Yeah, I have $450 in my brain. I'm spending $450 already. I've got things I want to buy. I didn't only get $310.
I think most kids go through that. It's like, it's the great hope we have to turn generations worth of kids into conservatives is the first check.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, but are they becoming socialists out of the gate? And, now we got a big, long stretch to get. It's easy to turn them into conservatives when they discover at 17 or 20 or whatever that they're getting screwed by the federal government on payday every day.
Now, of course, with the social construct that we're creating in this country, and I'm a believer.
Social construct. That's the word of the day, everybody. Did you hear it?
And you can, I can lend you that one for a quarter. anyway, rest of the story is that we are creating a generation of people who are on the dole, right?
Yeah,
I read an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day that talks about how for the first time in history, or probably in a non-crisis kind of scenario, where there are going to be more people on the dole than not on the dole. And we've always said that's the tipping point.
Isn't that
when we lose control of all of this?
Isn't that what socialism's kind of all about? And isn't it? Well, you don't have to worry, Pat, because, you're already there, but Kevin and I don't have to worry because the government will take care of us. We don't have to work and stuff.
Right. That's only good until they run out of everybody else's money.
Let the government do it for you.
And don't,
we want to take care
don't
of
confuse
you.
This. There are worthy thresholds in this, right? I think Social Security and Medicare were essential to the quality of life for seniors for
absolutely. And I tease you about being a recipient. Right. It doesn't mean that I'm slamming the system itself.
But some of the stuff we're talking about
your involvement in it may be a different...
And even the fact that it's available to everybody, I know people that really shouldn't get it. And I know, I put that in, it's my money. No, it's not. Do the math. The system pays you more than you put into it. If you live any amount of time after the time you start collecting, you get more than you put into it. That being said, there's nothing wrong with that, right? This whole thing was about having a safety net for the seniors. But also, there are people that, I'm pretty sure Michael Bloomberg shouldn't get Social Security. I'm just saying, right? So,
what about Pat Finken? Should he?
Well, before I turned 65, I felt different. No, that's not true. I want my pocket.
The reason Kevin and I should, when we get to that age, it's like, no, wait a minute. You took it out of my pocket in my 20s and 30s for some reason, and I really need it now, so back here, you don't.
Well, then, the year they're saying is 2034, that Social Security will be insolvent. It'll go away in 2034. It won't be enough.
Don't you feel great? Now, you and I are going to have to work till we're 99 because there won't be any Social Security to get.
At that point, my retirement plan will be bankrupt.
Thanks, Pat, for draining it dry before Kevin and I could get there.
Yeah, well, I'm just a retiree on a fixed income now, so I need that. So
tin cupping it on the show.
Contributions can be sent to Box 1566.
I was just about to ask you if you have a GoFundMe set up so we can all contribute to the poor, poor, pitiful cat fund. I'm poor. Help me out. I'm poor. I need your money.
Right out of the gate. Well, you know,
do you have a cardboard sign already in the back of your
room? No, I have a new career path. I'm going to go stand out on 83 and 94. And raise money for...
Hey, there's money to be made. There are people that drive Mercedes and Lexus and stuff and sit out there with the cardboard sign. And that's capitalism for you, baby.
Well, you know, if it's a good gig if you can make it work. So
yeah.
It's kind of like my golf game. I'm not good enough to make any money on it, so I got to come up with another avenue. So.
Poor Pat.
Oh, yeah. So this is... How did this become a pity party?
Well, yeah, welcome to What's on Pat's Mind, everybody. 701-258-0550.
Have you lost your mind?
We've lost Pat's mind.
Right here.
Call and text now. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-226-8503. And by the way, you can pop onto our Facebook What's on Your Mind page and grab the link, or right there on frankspeech.com, so you can watch... Kevin and I are already on video, and momentarily, the Pat, my tin cup is empty, help me thinking, we'll have his rolling next.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, morning, everybody. Oh, Sorry about that, Kevin.
No problem. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. This is where we get to make you hungry every day. Tell you what, Wednesday specials. Valley City's got Swedish meatballs with lasagna. Chef's Choice up in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs as well. They're doing a taco grinder on 12th Avenue. Nice. 205 NP downtown Fargo lasagna, as well as Glendon's got lasagna and beef tips up in Yulin. It is Wednesday. That means you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. Of course, they've always got the 4 for $4 special going on at all PetroServe USA locations. PetroServe, helping America fuel better. And Pat Finkin's in for Scotty today, who's on assignment. Someone said Scotty was heading to the border and might have a chance to have a convo with DJT coming up, but I haven't heard anything yet, but keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, not today. I talked to Scott earlier, and he is actually on business. So, okay. No, I don't think he's going to the border. He called me this morning just to make sure I was in for an earlier promo. So, anyway, I have been appropriately spanked by the staff for my excess in frivolity. How's that?
Oh, you're all good.
That word too.
All good, brother.
Yeah, I'll take my. It's been a while. You know, I'm out of practice. A guy's got to have a little practice to get this wonderful business of radio down. But anyway, good morning, everybody. Pat Finkin in for Scott Hennon today. And what's on your mind? Got a great show coming up. Looking forward to it, actually. A lot of great guests at 9:30. Rob Port with Say Anything Blog is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about kind of where the GOP is and how we're going to, how we need to, quite frankly, this is part of my personal observation, is that if we spend the next 2 years talking about the last election and the Democrats get away with talking about January 6th, we're going to lose that election and the heart of the country. I mean, we are at a tipping point in this country, and if we don't start focusing not just on election reform, because obviously there are some of those things we need to do, but if we don't start focusing on the crazy stuff, in fact, some days I feel like the Democrats are egging us on to make sure we talk about this and they talk about January 6th, and nobody notices what the left hand is doing. So in the right hand, they've got all these other issues they want to distract us with, but in the left hand, we're not talking about the crazy stuff that's going on in D.C. In fact, I'm glad Donald Trump's going to Texas, because we need to talk about what's going on in the border. And every time we get off track, it hurts us in terms of trying to bring this country back to some sense of reality. I mean, and it's not just the border. Think about this. They're talking about this is big in North Dakota. It's not just something going on in Washington or the rest of the country. This has real consequences in North Dakota. They're talking about bringing back waters of the U.S. That was a disaster for North Dakota's ag community. You know, they of course, you know, want to change the way, and the whole beef industry thing is under assault because, of course, they're contributing to global warming. And even that has been debunked a little bit, but don't kid yourself. They're looking at agriculture for climate change, and hopefully some of it will be good through, you know, carbon storage, but beyond that, there's going to be consequences in that. I mean, what they're going to do with water and carbon. We're talking about an assault on the oil, gas, and coal industries. In fact, just today, you know, that's the thing about the liberals. They get you to concede on a point. Okay, we're going to reduce our dependence on coal. You know, more natural gas reduces the carbon output. So we're going to do that. Now today, there's a group of Democrat House members who want to get rid of natural gas as a power source for electricity. Now, the United States is one of the few countries in the world that actually has reduced carbon output. And nowhere have we done more of it than in the generation of electricity. And in part because we have new technologies that we're deploying in coal and using natural gas to generate electricity. So we're actually one of the countries making a difference in that regard, but no, that's not good enough. Now they want to get rid of natural gas in that process, too. They want to distract us from what's going on with the deficit. I mean, it wasn't great under Republicans. I will tell you that we had kind of lost our way in deficit hawks. But what's going on right now in terms of, and of course they're dumbing it down, all these new social programs, the financing of that is pretty much smoke and mirrors because they only project out 10 years, so they don't talk about the real cost of this because these things are never going to go away. If these things come to fruition, this stuff never goes away. And the deficit's only going to get worse as a result. And, you know, a lot of folks think it was unsustainable before. Wait till you see what's coming our way now. Or even things like the salt cap, the state and local tax deduction cap that the Trump administration put in place with the help of Congress. They want to repeal that. Why? Because now folks like us here in North Dakota get to supplement what New York and California is doing for local taxes. Yeah, it's a tax break for those folks at our expense. Instead of a state like North Dakota that has responsible spending and taxation, we get punished because so we can help the states that are crazy with the way they treat that stuff. It's one thing after another. It's social engineering. It's the assault on voting. You know, they like to accuse Republicans of assaulting voter integrity and voting integrity. Don't kid yourself. We have some common sense, and maybe there's some things going on around the country that are extreme, but mostly we're talking about simple, common sense solutions like voter ID and having, you know, a controlled voting environment for absentee ballots. You know, there's nothing wrong with absentee. You know, mail-in voting is great in North Dakota because you have to apply for it, and you have to have an ID to do it, right? Very simple things, but you have to apply for it. There are states that want to mail it to everybody in the database, everybody in their voter list, every voter registration they want to mail a ballot to, whether they're alive, still live at that. And then we wonder why we're concerned about what's going on in terms of voter fraud in this country or what could happen. You think if you're one who believes there was a lot of voter fraud this last time, imagine what happens if we start to do that in every state, right? Where you just mail every household a ballot and hope they're actually legal voters and are the people you're mailing it to. You know, they don't want us to pay attention to things like the lawlessness going on in Portland. They don't want us to pay attention to what they're doing in the name of climate. In fact, the biggest, I mean, I hate to laugh about this stuff because it's so serious. But the fact that President Biden's going around talking about how when he met with his chief of staff or with the military, the armed services leaders, they said the number one threat to our national security is climate change. Think about that. The number one number one threat. According to him, his leaders of the Army, Navy, you know, the whole bit, came to him and said the number one threat to America is climate change.
Wow.
Not China, not Russia, not North Korea, nuke guy.
Nothing in Wuhan.
Nothing in Wuhan, nothing in Iran. Oh, yeah, number one threat to our democracy.
Yeah, no problem with Iran either, yeah.
It distracts us. They want to distract us from what's going on at the border. This is why we have to pay attention. In fact, the biggest thing that I fear in all this, and it's not that we shouldn't get to the bottom of election stuff, but we are obsessed with it at the expense of all the other things going on. And the number one reason? They don't want us talking about America First. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, America First was a great policy. It was a great direction for this country. And Biden...
Why would you want any other direction than America First?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're trying to unwind it. He goes to Europe, he unwinds it. His interactions with China unwinds it. His interactions with Russia unwinds it. And that is the secret to our success or failure in the future, is having an American First policy. And that's what we have to be. It's not about any one individual. It's about what's good for the country, and that's good for the country.
There you go.
All right, sorry. Ooh, got off my...
Cut Pat short a little bit here. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muñiz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
It's What's on Your Mind? Wednesday edition, last call for June. July rolling in tomorrow, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and team at MyPillow. Doesn't matter what you're looking for, MyPillow Premium. MyPillow Premium right now, by the way, right now at $29.98 with that promo code Scott. That's the best pillow ever. But, I mean, we can talk slippers, we can talk towels, we can talk robes, we can talk mattress toppers. The pet pillows are fantastic. Ask Todd, he's got two of them. The weighted blanket is really something else, too. I've not gotten a weighted blanket. I've heard many people, including Chris Berg, our friend, talk about the weighted blanket is the way to just put you
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm going to get that cold. Next. That's going to have to be the next thing.
Yeah. And across the board, the promo code at MyPillow.com is S-C-O-T-T. Scott, as in Scott Hennon. Put in that promo code, and you're saving across the board. Save 40% on the slippers with the promo code. 2-for-1 low price with the promo code on the towel sets. And again, across the board, MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott. What you can do is click on Radio Listener Specials right there at the website. Or give them a call. Number's easy, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well. And we thank Mike for his great support of our program. Just a great patriot. And read the book if you haven't. I'm about probably 20 pages into it. I don't do a lot of reading. I do listening. I do books on tape. But I did get the copy of Mike's book from Scotty, and I've been chipping away at it. Yeah, I listen to more. Because I have a lot of
on
drive.
Tape.
Yeah, books on tape. Well, whatever.
Tape.
You know, audible.
Okay.
Books on digital. You know what I'm saying. But I'm saying that, and the Mike's book isn't on
that in there.
Mike's book isn't on digital format yet, so I'm actually reading it. And boy, what an amazing story! Just started getting into it, but it's worth the read. So MyPillow.com. Pat Finkins in for Scotty today, who's on assignment.
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to What's on Your Mind. Been kind of a crazy day so far. I even got to tee off on one of my favorite topics, but do appreciate you guys letting me come spend a little time with you today, and hopefully. You know, weigh in on the topics of the day. I do want to get into our first guest right away. I know we got a couple calls waiting, but I do want to get into our first guest just because it's very topical to kind of one of the things I want to talk about today. And I'd like to welcome to the show Rob Port. Those of you that don't know, Rob Port is the founder of the Say Anything blog, one of the leading blog sources for information in the state of North Dakota for political information and insider stuff. He's part of Forum Communications, also does a column in the Forum Communication papers, and also has a podcast. And Rob, welcome to the, did I miss anything, Rob?
No, that's pretty much all of it, Pat. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to. I live to serve. I wanted you, and I appreciate you coming on today, because one of the topics, and you and I talk about a lot of things from time to time, and quite frankly, you know, some of the stuff that you believe maybe doesn't jive all that well with this audience. But one of the things that I really wanted to focus on today, and again, we have anybody that wants to ask questions, we're wide open with if you have a question for Rob, please give us a call. But the bottom line is that the main reason I asked you to be here today is that, you know, whether you believe there was fraud in the election or not, whether or not we need to do something there, or the election was stolen from President Trump, whatever that is, all well and good. But we have become myopic with it. Our whole discussion is that, right? We talk about that, and of course the Democrats love to talk about January 6th, and the unfortunate reality of this preoccupation is that we're given a pass to the liberals in Washington to do all the other crazy stuff. Now, I got into this a little bit before, but, I mean, it's giving them a pass to do all this other crazy stuff, and I just wanted to get your take on that in the conversation today. I mean, where do you see it? Where does, number one, where are we? And what do you think we need to do in order to win the next election? Because if we don't win the next election, and I'm talking about 2022, this we could tip forever in a socialist way.
Yeah, I think that you're right. We've got to stop talking about the last election. Donald Trump lost. That's reality, and we have to live in reality. I think there's a propensity. And there's all sorts of explanations that we could have for it, you know, whether it's the bubbles that social media causes us to live in, whether it's, you know, quote unquote news sources that cater to what we want to believe instead of adhering to the truth. You have people who are, I mean, let's face it, we have political celebrities who are capitalizing on anger over the election to promote themselves. A lot of that stuff is going on, and it's none of it is advancing the conservative cause. It's advancing interests of politicians and other people, and so we've got to move on. As far as what we can do to win, conservatives can do to win going forward. You know, I actually have a print column out today, and the headline is that conservatives have got to start thinking of themselves as being in the mainstream. I think that there is this attitude among conservatives where they want to define themselves constantly as being, you know, anti-establishment, out of the mainstream. I mean, even you turn on something like Fox News or you listen to a program like this one, and what do you hear constantly over and over, this term, the mainstream media? And if you think about that, like we're almost sort of ghettoizing ourselves, right? So we think they're the mainstream, then what are we? Well, conservatism's mainstream. We consistently have Republican presidents. We consistently elect Republican majorities to Congress over and over again. In fact, in the last election, the one that Trump lost, we saw the Republican House majority grow. Conservatism, Republicanism, is mainstream. But a lot of times we don't think of ourselves that way. We're so busy fighting everything. We complain all the time about how, not unreasonably, by the way, but we complain all the time about how liberalism has taken over the culture. They dominate the entertainment industry. They dominate the news media. They dominate academia. And all those things are correct. But how much of that ground have we ceded because we're so obsessed with casting ourselves with outsiders, as outsiders, as anti-establishment and everything else, that we've lost the thread?
Well, that's exactly my point, is that, you know, the vast majority of America, at least the majority of America, believes in the same things, the same conservative principles that I believe in. Maybe not all of them, but 80% of them, right? But as long as the Democrats and the liberals get us to talk about, and this really is more of a question of liberal versus conservative, but as long as they get us talking about all these other things, we aren't talking about the things that are going to move people into our column and help us win and take back this country. And that's the problem. They win when they distract us from what they want to do or what they are doing, and distract us from talking about the things we want to do. Before you got on, I talked about the wisdom of America First, right? When was the last time you heard anybody stand up and talk about how important it is that we pursue that, whether Donald Trump's in office or not? We need to stand up and pursue that, because whether it be foreign policy or energy development or our own economy, even the welfare, I mean, you talk about quality of life for the people in this country. America First puts them first and creates an environment where everyone can benefit, where everybody's wages goes up, where everybody has a good job.
Sure.
I mean, that's the only
path.
I think that
this audience probably knows that I have a lot of disdain for Donald Trump. That being said, some of the things, the ways he talked about trade, were eye-opening for me. I was always sort of a laissez-faire free trader, and I think, unfortunately, what that has happened is internationally, that's worked great for the favor of China, who has capitalized on that and used America as a trading partner to fuel its authoritarian dictatorship. And I think also big corporations here in America have exploited that to essentially implement a cheap labor policy. And we've benefited from that by getting cheaper goods, I guess, but at what cost? You know, we've cost the American worker. And also, you know, a lot of those companies are very exploitive of workers in other parts of the world that don't enjoy the same level of protection as Americans do. So that's,
well, in fact, some of the countries that like to throw rocks at America are the ones who are the worst offenders overseas.
Well, that's right. So, I mean, I want to talk about those ideas. Why did House, have we spent really any time asking why House Republicans gained, why Republicans gained seats in the United States House of Representatives, even as the Republican president lost re-election, the incumbent Republican president, even as we lost Senate races? I think if you look at those House races, you could probably identify some real issues that Republicans could be talking about, like crime. After decades of crime falling in the United States, it's back on the rise again. We're watching all sorts of political unrest, a lot of it coming from the left, some of it coming from the right as well. There are things there that we could have legitimate debates about that Republicans could be right about, can win on, if we talk about them. But in order to get there, we have got to stop being obsessed with Donald Trump in the last election.
Hey, let's take a couple of calls. Let's go to Nate on line one. Nate, did you have a comment or a question for Rob? Hello, Nate. Let's move on to Chad on line two. Nate was probably hanging on a little long. Chad, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Rob?
Yes, sir. I was hoping Rob, and thanks for having me on the show. Hey, Rob, hope you're doing well. I was hoping Rob could look into, you guys, someone brought up Gabriel Hansen on the show yesterday. I had a chance to look into him some more. It's true that the federal government can hold people indefinitely, but for it to be a speedy trial, they only have 70 days. Well, it's been 80 days for this guy, and now he tried to get his lawyer to not file a motion of continuance, because if they have evidence, bring him to trial and charge him with whatever you're going to. Well, they don't have evidence, so they're moving his trial back another 2 weeks. Again, his family needs him out. He's done nothing wrong. His child has attempted suicide. He's been gone. His other child is on her way to UND to be a mathematician. He's a great father. He didn't do anything wrong. And I believe that the ATF and the FBI are setting this guy up, because according to his record, or what they're charging him with, a sale of a gun, everybody involved in that sale of a gun should be arrested. Well, the two other gentlemen, who I believe are informants for the FBI and trying to mess this guy's life up, they haven't been arrested. So this needs to be looked into, Rob. I really, you do great investigative work. This is something locally that people can pay attention to, because it has to do with our Second Amendment. You know, they're cruelly and unusually punishing this guy. It basically runs the gambit of everything that's corrupt in our system. So I just appreciate you guys talking about it yesterday. I want people to keep calling in and getting Gabriel Hansen's name out there. We need to free Gabriel Hansen. And, you know, I agree with Rob. You know, a lot of this stuff with the laissez-faire, basically they're going to call you a fascist, Rob, if you keep talking like that. And I don't mind. That's fine. We need to change this country around. I just want to recommend, too, you know, people go to nationaljusticeparty.com. The only way we're going to get the GOP to set them straight is to not run to the arms of the Democrats, but, you know, a homegrown party like the NJP there was started by a guy from Fargo. So there's many options we got, but first we need to start by sticking locally. I mean, have you had a chance to look into that at all, Rob?
I have not.
Hey, Chad, I'm going to
tell you, you're kind of, I don't really know much about it. If you would email me specifics, my email is rport@forumcom.com. That's forum, C-O-M-M.com. I'd be happy to take a look.
And I do need to cut us off here. We're going into a hard break. So appreciate it, Chad. I appreciate the call. And Rob, We'll come back after the break, and I've got a couple more questions for you. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken in for Scotty Hemman.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs. But only through March 20th, and in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, 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 people line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, 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 they all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary, come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at NDCES Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Wind Energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more info, visit ndforallenergy.org. ndforallenergy.org. So what's on your mind? And our man Pat Finken is in for Scotty, who's on assignment today. Pat, good to have you back, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be back. It's been a while. I did want to read an email that came in from our discussion before we get back to Rob Port. Here it is. And I love this because, I mean, I've spent 40 years helping elect conservatives to government at all levels. But here's the comment. With no fight, Republicans like you that tolerate election fraud, is the GOP is finished. If there is not significant election reform, voting is nothing more than a futile exercise. That means nothing. After 2020, we all know election fraud is rampant and the GOP is too cowardly to do anything about it. It's even worse here in Fargo, where there's no longer one man, one vote. Unless something's done by the GOP, I'm done voting. Pat, I expect this, excuse me for the language, we'll just leave that word out, from a guy who sold his soul to the Forum Communications, but you are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It disgusts me to see cowardly like you that have zero fight in you. I know this email is as futile as voting, because you wussy rhinos do not give a damn. So anyway,
well, Fargo's not the only place where the vote has become irrelevant, as we saw in the last elections.
Well, I got to tell you, number one, Larry, thank you for your comments. Number two, I've gotten a lot done in my career helping Republicans, conservative Republicans, win elections.
Yes, you have.
And I will tell you, Larry, if you want to do one thing that's going to make a difference in voter fraud, is make sure we win the next election. Mm-hmm. Because as long as we are out of power, we can't do diddly squat.
Right.
And if we put our energy, if we put our energy into showing up in the next election and win the election, then we can make a difference. But those in power and those that show up run the show. And quite frankly, we didn't show up in enough force to take the last one. We've got to make it happen.
People might just get chased to the Republican Party based on what's going to be happening this year and next anyways. There may be a big vacuum sucking all the vote anyway.
Well, we need to.
That doesn't mean we need the rest of the
guys, one point that Larry will make on what Pat just said is that it won't matter if we show up in force if we don't fix the fraud. And as Rob Port said, he had a great point. We need to move on from the Trump side of things. But we cannot move on from the blatant and absolute fraud that occurred in the last election. And until we fix that and they address that and figure, and I know they are, there's a lot of work going on in a lot of states, but until that's fixed, it doesn't matter how many show up. And I think Larry has a great point with that. That's what he would say. I know it's what he would say.
Well, I got to tell you, and I don't disagree with that, but we are consumed by that at the expense of all other topics. And that's my point.
I hear you.
I think we have to go after the fraud. And we have to do it places where it actually happens. We are at a point now in this party or in the conservative movement where we see a ghost behind every door. At every point, it's like the whole thing is corrupt. That is not true. But we have serious problems in places like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. We've got to fix it at the source, and we can't let the Democrats take over and federalize the voting system. If we let them take over, then it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
But if we are going to rely and deal with this effectively, we've got to win in 2022. So anyway, the one thing I do agree with Larry, by the way, that ranked choice voting that's going on in Fargo is crazy. And now you're seeing it play out in New York City. And where a pro-law enforcement candidate who was the number one vote getter might lose because of ranked choice voting, you know, number one vote getter might lose because they start adding up all the fringe candidates, second and third choices.
I bet there are plenty of people in the West that don't know how Fargo's vote thing works. And yeah, you're right. It's horrendous. Who decided that was the way to do it?
Well,
I don't think our founding fathers would be looking at that. Oh, that's why you can't use the term founding fathers anymore. Yeah, now that's offensive.
Well, Fargo is a little different than your typical ranked choice voting, but it's still the same principle where it's no longer one person, one vote. The disenfranchised or the fringe candidates, those voters get two or more.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to Rob. We could do a whole segment on this. Rob, thanks for being on the show. We've got a couple of calls for you. Chad, on line two, you had a question for Rob?
Yes, sir. I was just hoping Rob, or I was going to ask if Rob had looked into this Gabriel Hansen case that's in Cass County. I believe, I do want to mention that it is urgent. I think he mentioned when I spoke with him that the feds are planning on moving him soon to they're not going to tell us where, but he's not getting a speedy trial. He's being unusually punished. You know, I believe he's being discriminated on the basis of his race because they're letting out
you know, non-white that went on to murder people, and they're calling Gabriel here a menace to society. He's done nothing wrong, Rob. So I just would like to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about that case. If you want to email me some information about it, I'm happy to take a look.
Thanks, Rob, and that's why we call this What's on Your Mind, because the callers decide what we talk about. So one more call. Let's go back to line one. Nate in Fargo, did you have an additional comment for Rob?
Actually, a comment on something you guys were talking about earlier and Scott was talking about last week.
Oh, Nate, I hate to do this to you, but we're coming up on a hard break. And
don't go anywhere, Nate. Hang on, buddy.
I won't. Okay.
We'll be back with Nate in just a couple minutes.
And hopefully you at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If texting is more convenient for you, I can take that text at 701-226-8503. What's on your mind? Stand by, more in a moment.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Boster, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBoster, NMLS number 1908175.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.